This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us. We got Don in the house.
Here.
Ava's here.
I'm here.
And me, Eric. I'm here too, which is kind of cool. All of us, all three of the trio of us are here. Lots of things to talk about today. ICAST is going on right now. Big, big fishing tackle convention going on. We've got the best in categories list done.
Oh, cool.
So we can talk a little bit about that. We've got report from Iowa as far as the number of hunters that were in for the harvest and how that resulted as well. That and a whole bunch of other cool stories when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors, and it's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away four trips that include lodging at Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join me, Eric Olson, and Don Cleaver on this fabulous week of fishing this September 2nd through the 9th. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us, plus a walleye seminar or two and contest prizes throughout the week. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio, Ashkenam Resort, Shimano Rods and Reels, Suffolk Fishing Line, and Rapala. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on July 31st on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Good to see you, Don.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Ava?
Always good to be here.
Good to be seen. I have to agree.
Hell yes.
Big news. Lots of different things coming on. We were just talking off air.
Yep.
Canada.
Well, the long wait has hopefully come to reality now that we can get across the border for Americans anyway.
Yeah. It's till the 21st from what I'm understanding because the U.S. has now said, whoa, hold your horses, and you can't go across unless for non-essential travel till the 21st of August, right?
No. You can.
That's why I threw that out there.
Right. Now, the situation is Canada opened the borders as of the 9th of August, is when fully vaccinated Americans can pass into Canada. Plus, there's some other hoops that we got to go through, and I can explain those to you, best to my knowledge anyway. The situation for Canadians coming into the United States has been extended to the 21st of August. So for Americans going in, and I encourage anybody that was hoping to get into Canada and fishing to, call your favorite outfitter and get it set up because they have kind of had a hard time here the last couple of years. So, on the opposite side of that, the resorts in Minnesota have done great, which is which has been great. I mean, we've patronized a couple of them. I think three of them over the last summer and a half. But going into Canada, you can go in on the 9th. I mean, you do have to take a COVID test and be negative within 14 days of going through the border.
It has also to be a PSA test. We believe that's the saliva test.
Right.
Can't be the quick test.
Right. Also, if you're going in, have to now have the, it's called Arrive Can app.
Yep.
And that's Arrive and then capital C-A-N is the way it's, and you can just Google it and you can sign up on your computer or you can do it on your phone and
right.
You can download your app. And what that simply does is it informs the border when you are planning to come through the border. And you have to register to go through the border within 3 days prior to arriving at it. So you just go in and say what border crossing you're going through and approximately what time you feel you'll be at the border.
And then you also have to have proof of vaccination.
Proof of vaccination and the proof of your last COVID test.
Yep.
So I'm planning to get up there the day it opens is what we're hoping to be able to get through the border. We're in fact, because I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of people thinking the same way. We're literally going to go up. We've got lodging the night before, so that we can get through the border early, get in line, because I got a feeling it's going to take a while to get through.
Huh.
So
I can't even imagine that first period of
week.
Not only do they have to check your ID, not only do they want to check your car and your truck and your boat.
Yeah.
Last time I went across with my boat, they tore everything apart.
Really?
Oh, they.
Well, I've been going Canada now. Just, you know, the other side of that is for probably 30 plus years, and I have never been tore down. I've had them actually look in the back of my truck once, and they pulled out a box or two and, you know, and looked at it. All they found was, you know, pork and beans. So it was no big deal. But I've been pretty fortunate, but I've been up there so much that I'm sure I'm in the system as not a newbie.
You're flagged as right. Not a newbie.
Right.
This guy, he's good.
He'd be okay.
Yeah, okay. If he's fooled us once, he's fooled us a lot of times.
Well, and it's not, I mean, here's me. I've got my truck, you know, my mom's
Well, you're
truck.
All flowered up, you know.
But, and they're like, what are you going to sell this in Canada? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm going fishing. I just got done with a tournament. Yeah. I want to go fishing
and
for fun.
You know, it's, and, you know, I've got a lot of stories that I could tell about going through the border. I mean, because we used to send arrange for groups to go up there.
I know the story, Don.
And, we had an outfitter that wanted to take a bunch of stuff up on a bus ahead of time, and he went up with an empty bus and a lot of new equipment in the belly of the bus just because it was a fly-in situation, and he wanted to get as much stuff up there in advance of all the people coming with their gear.
Yeah.
And
that didn't go so well.
That didn't go so well. Well, the poor bus driver, who happened to be 80 years old at the time,
was detained.
He forgot to declare that he had things under the bus, and what ended up happening was they confiscated the bus and the driver and all of the goods. And it actually cost us about three times the value of the goods to get it back because we had a company of people coming up that had to do it. I wasn't there. The outfitter was not real happy about it. But it was, you know, the poor gentleman was a bus driver, just didn't declare when he got to the border. So
it'll be entertaining when trying to figure out how to get people across right now. I know it's not a fast process. There's one drive lane across and two entry lanes to go to talk to guys.
No, actually, at the Canadian border now, it depends upon which one you're going through. If you're going through International Falls or Baudette, the one at International Falls, they've
expanded it.
Expanded that. I think there's four lanes, and the one in Baudette, I believe there's three lanes that go through there. So
what one do you go through?
I'll be going through Baudette this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one you usually go through, or does it really?
It depends upon what part of Canada you're going to.
Sure.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, a lot of times you go through the one in Pembina, which is actually in North Dakota, if you're going up into Manitoba.
I've never done it.
Yeah, into lakes that way. That one is probably the largest border crossing.
In our
and
area.
And the busiest.
But not the largest.
I've seen traffic backed up for 3 miles.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Waiting to go through if there's a reason to be suspect. So.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, we're going to come back. We've got a bunch of stories. We just rambled, and we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk a little about ICAST's Best in Categories list. You are not going to want to miss this. This is cool stuff. Hang tight.